everyone. First of all, I'd just like to start by thanking y'all for being here. And for all you freshmen, welcome to your first Restore. So when I think of a testimony, I think of this great conversion of someone who has fallen away from God and gone down this dark path, but they had this huge moment where they truly encountered God and their life is drastically changed. I was so hesitant to say yes to giving this talk because I have what I would consider a boring testimony. I felt really unworthy and questioned what I would even talk about and if my story would impact anyone. But I figured I was asked for a reason, so I said yes, and here I am. I was born and raised in a Catholic family, and my faith was always a priority growing up. We did the typical Sunday Mass, family rosaries, family chaplets, you name it. I took my faith seriously, and this was easy to do in the bubble of my small Catholic grade school. We were almost forced into it, and it became easy and routine. Then COVID hit, and it was not so easy anymore. Churches and schools were closed, and we no longer had the opportunity of daily Mass, adoration, or confession. This is the point where my faith slowly started to fade to the background. I was going to have to put in a lot more effort, and it was easier to fill my time with other things. On top of that, I was going to be starting high school. So when I first started at Pius, living out your faith wasn't cool, and it was difficult to tell I was even attending a Catholic school, besides for the uniforms and the title. There were a few upperclassmen I saw taking their faith seriously, so why would I? I checked the boxes and went through the motions as I began to navigate high school. I put my identity and time into sports and my social status. This continued through sophomore year, and my faith was a priority, but definitely not the top one. The summer after sophomore year, a friend of mine invited me to go on this youth conference called Stephenville. It's basically a bunch of Catholic high schoolers get together for a weekend, they listen to talks, go to confession, and enjoy adoration. This weekend was great, and it was awesome to see so many young people take their faith seriously, because I wasn't used to seeing that. But that being said, I still left feeling unsatisfied, because I didn't have that big personal experience with God that I was still searching for. Around the same time, I went through a falling out with some of my friends that I had for a while. This was very hard for me and almost like I was starting completely over. There were lots of times that summer I felt very alone and unwanted, but I slowly started to find my people and surround myself with friends and relationships who had similar goals as mine. Of course, there were still challenges through junior year. As you go on through high school, your temptations and your sins change. Parties started to happen and I started to go. I was never comfortable with them or what was happening, but I was still there, putting my popularity and chances of getting invited back before what I knew was right and what I truly desired. I was so caught up in how I was perceived by people that I forgot to focus on the one opinion of me that matters the most. Again, I fell into this routine of being Catholic and practicing my faith privately, but not going out of my way to live it or show Jesus to others. And then in April, I received an invitation once again. This time it was for a tech retreat. This was one of the best things of my life, and no, not because something huge happened. I didn't hear a voice or have this huge conversion or moment in adoration that you always hear about. To be honest, I didn't really feel that much. But what I did experience was a weekend centered around Christ with the people I was closest to, without my phone or other distractions. It was after this I realized I wanted my life to look like that every day. It didn't just have to be on a weekend retreat away from home, although it was much easier there. I could make it happen in my daily life if I wanted to. It was after this that I truly began to take control of my faith life. I started a discipleship group with my closest friends. I joined campus ministry and got involved in Restore and many other events. My friend group started to go to Mass and confession before we'd hang out. We would visit the Holy Family Shrine as something fun to do on a Friday night. This continued through the summer before my senior year, and I realized that a life centered around Christ is so much more fulfilling than living a life trying to please others, especially when you are surrounded by people who push and encourage you to be better. Senior year was by far my best year of high school. I felt like I was at a Catholic school once again. We had a new member join the campus ministry team, and it blew up. He saw changes he wanted to see at Pius and made it happen. When one person stands up to be bold, so many other people will follow them. We experienced this firsthand at Pius this year. The frequency of parties started to lessen, and the numbers at Restore started to skyrocket. There is a reason for this change. People started to see their peers take their faith seriously, and they started to do the same. Evangelization is not checking the boxes, and it's not keeping your faith for yourself. It's inviting others to join you on your walk to heaven. I invite you all tonight to be evangelists. You don't need to have a crazy story or a perfect relationship with God. He will meet you where you are, and he longs for your heart. Give it to him and invite others to join you along the way. If there's a change that you want to see in your life, make it happen, and don't be afraid to be bold or live the way that you truly desire. I encourage all of you to take pride in the fact that you get to attend a Catholic school and to use this time to work on your faith and find those people so that you'll be prepared for the next steps in your life. I promise you're never going to look back on your high school years and wish you hadn't made your faith a priority. And for all of you upperclassmen, be an example for those below you. Even if you are just starting on your own journey, they will look up to you and imitate what you do, as many of you did with the senior class last year. Hold each other accountable and find your group of people that will constantly push you to be better. Remember that everyone has a story, and no, none of them are the same. But in the end, we all have the same goal, and God is waiting for you to give him your life whenever you're ready. I encourage you all to take the next step, however big or small that it may be.